for the first time since early June. So hopefully everybody's had a great summertime. And since we have been back with the MCCSE, we know that Dr. Marque Winston is our guest today, and she is the interim superintendent that will take us and lead us through the 2024-25 school year. Dr. Winston, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, you have to be awfully busy taking the reins and getting ready for a school year and getting folks hired and test scores and open houses. Well, this is exhausting.
Well, you know, that's what we do. We are getting ready. We're ramping up for a very successful school opening on Wednesday, August the 7th. But there's a lot of preparation and planning that goes into making that a successful kickoff day. You're right. We're smack dab in the middle of hiring our remaining teachers and administrators. We're having trainings for all of our new teachers starting next week. Our principals are doing some back-to-school planning and training this week. There's a lot of moving parts, but we are all in for it, and everybody's excited and thrilled just to have the opportunity to plan and prepare for our babies to come back to school.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, absolutely. And we know, again, 2 weeks from tomorrow, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just passing along this information. But that's better than July. It's better than August 1st. So August 7th will be our first day back. Now, I've seen some headlines, and we'll cover everything today because we have so much to get caught up on. But I've seen some headlines out of places in Indianapolis in news up there that says, you know, back to school supplies. Here's how you do this. Here's how you do that. We don't have to worry about that in the MCCSE anymore. How important is that to get our school year off to a great start?
That's transformational, to be perfectly honest with you. Thank you to the voters of Monroe County and our school system. Our children are going to have free school supplies that are going to be provided by the voters of our community. We cannot begin to tell you how important that is. Every student, every building, our teachers have been ecstatic about having the opportunity, along with their principals, to provide school supplies for every one of our students. And so that is not a small feat. That is a game changer for all of the families within our community. And we just want to continue to get the word out and make sure the parents know that they don't need to go out and go shopping and buy extra school supplies, because the school system is going to do that. Thank you to the generosity of our community.
Now, for those folks who have said, oh, I forgot all about that, don't worry. Our friends at Teachers Warehouse will take any and all extras that you have. We know how important that resource is, even though we've passed this new part with the referendum.
Absolutely, absolutely. We want to make sure that every student has an opportunity and that they have access to any materials that they might need. The teachers have worked tirelessly last spring to compile the listing, to make sure that we get the orders placed, and they've been delivered, and our teachers are excited about being able to pass out those materials day one of the new school year.
That's it. A little stress reliever for the parents. If it's not hard enough to get everybody up when that alarm clock goes off for the first couple days, well, we don't have to worry about all that thanks to the referendum. Now, the other big part, Dr. Winston, of the referendum that we're going to see in action this year is the early learning centers as well. Tell us how progress has been going on that over the summer and what we should expect next month.
Oh, my goodness. Again, thank you to our community for passing our referendum. We are ecstatic. We're opening up 15 additional new pre-K programs. That's for our four-year-old students. We are renovating classrooms across the corporation to make sure that we are ready physically. We're getting furniture into all of those classrooms. Our facilities team has been working tirelessly since the last day of school to get all of these new classrooms open and ready. They're all NACE certified. We've met all of the requirements. And so we're very, very excited. Our team has been working tirelessly to make sure that we've got teachers and support staff in all of the positions to make sure that we're going to continue to provide a high-quality early learning experience for every one of our students. In addition to that, Mike, we have several partnerships with our local community partners as well. And so that's another part of the referendum that is allowing us to support our community partners as well. So a lot of great things are coming out of that. We already are starting to see some increases in the numbers of students who are 4 years old, who are going to be enrolled and participating in our program. And we think that is one of the biggest game changers towards improving and increasing graduation rates in a few years. So we want to start them young and get them ready. We're focusing on early literacy and early numeracy and all of the prerequisite soft skills that our students need. So yes, very exciting time for our young children.
Get ahead, stay ahead, start them young, keep them rolling down that path of success. Dr. Mark K. Winston is our guest today, the interim superintendent for the MCCSC for the 2024-2025 school year. A popular question, oh, geez, I just moved into town, or I didn't know I could get my children that were that young into this program. Are there still spots to open, Dr. Winston, whether it's for pre-K and early learning or kindergarten? It's never too late to register, I hope.
It is never too late to register. Just contact us. Let us know that you have a student that needs to get registered. Dr. Tim Dowling and his team, they're ready to receive all of our young children and making certain that we have spots for all of them.
Excellent, excellent. That's a very, very popular question I hear, especially from the first-time parents. I remember how exciting that was. And oh well, and how nervous it was, and how sweaty it was, and how all the other things go along with that. When should we be looking for bus schedules and school schedule type stuff? I know we can always go to mccsc.edu and start searching there, but I know in the old days we used to send out cards like your bus number is this, we'll pick you up there. You've got the app on the phone, all these great resources to use.
We absolutely have all of that. You know, it's interesting that you're asking the question, Mike, because we just had a successful school opening planning meeting yesterday with all of the departments, transportation, food service, facilities, all of our folks that supervise different programs, HR, so on and so forth. And yes, our transportation department is geared up, ready to roll, and those communications are going to be coming out in the next several days. So parents, be on the lookout so that you'll know exactly when your students are going to be picked up. And in addition to that, I want to just kind of take another moment, if you don't mind, Mike, and give a shout out to our early learning program. They're going to be, you know, you mentioned anxiety and nervousness about sending your four-year-old and such. Well, we're sending out some information starting next week, really making sure that our families of four-year-olds know what to expect when they get on the bus, what that looks like. They're going to meet the teachers. We're going to have some videos that we're going to send out because we recognize it's anxiety producing, and we want to provide an opportunity to reassure our families that we are going to be supportive and their children are going to be safe in our hands.
Yep. Get signed up for Parent Square. More information is better than less information. And if you ever have any questions, there's plenty of numbers to call. There's people you can email. You're not alone. We're all in this together, and that's what makes it absolutely, absolutely exciting for the new school year to get started. Well, you've had an exciting summer. Back in June, you were appointed the interim superintendent, and you are going to lead the corporation through the search procedure for the next full-time superintendent. Tell me how you've been doing here the last few weeks, because I bet it's been like drinking out of a fire hose a little bit.
Just a little bit, Mike. It really has been. You know, the fortunate part is I feel so humbled by the fact that I'm in this position, in this role, and I don't take it lightly. If there's a lot of moving parts, there's no doubt about it. Anybody that's worked in school systems for more than a minute, you know there's a lot of parts, and you do a lot of multitasking, and you do a lot of planning and preparation. And we're working tirelessly to make sure that we have a very successful school opening. That means buses on time to pick up kids. That means happy bus drivers greeting our children. That means getting our kids to school on time, getting them in their classrooms, meeting their teachers, having a great and healthy lunch program, and returning them home to their families at the end of the day. That's what a successful school opening looks like, and every effort that we're making right now is in preparation for that. So my summer's been a good summer because I've had an opportunity to kind of fine-tune a few things, work with our teams, hear thoughts and recommendations on how we can get better because we're always looking to improve, and getting our teams in place. So great summer, going to be an even greater opening to the new school year.
Dr. Mark K. Winston is our guest this afternoon, the new interim superintendent for the MCCSE. Well, we're going to get the teachers back on August 5th, it appears. I know they'll get a little bit started before that. That's the official comeback. How are we doing on staffing? Do we have everybody in place or close to it to open those doors coming up on August 7th?
Honestly, Mike, we are in one of the best positions that we've been in a long time. We are pretty much there. We have a few one-off positions that we've got to fill. We've had a couple of last-second resignations from folks, but generally speaking, our teachers are ready. They're already in their classrooms. You know our teachers. They're there getting ready. They've been getting
That's
ready.
That's right. But
officially, you're right. Monday, August 5th, we're going to have a back-to-school kickoff day for all of our teachers and faculty members and such. But we're looking pretty good from a staffing perspective, and we're very excited about that. We've got the best teachers out there, and we're excited to have them all back.
Excellent. And I know that's what our parents like to hear as well. Everybody likes the known quantities, and not to, we have enough stress, as we've talked about, where if we have most everybody in place, that should make for a seamless transition to get things started. As we get started in the new school year, well, it's the fourth Thursday of July, so that means we have a school board meeting tonight. What are some of the big agenda items we should be paying attention to as, well, the last one of the non-school year gets going this evening at 6 o'clock.
Yes, we do. We have a pretty packed agenda this evening. We've got a number of items that we're moving forward before the public. We've got a couple of staff members that we're moving forward. We are recommending a new principal for Bachelor Middle School. We have a couple policy items that are going to go forward. We have a gender equity, sexual identity policy that we're going to be moving forward for our first reading. So that's one item that's going forward in the board meeting this evening. We also are moving forward with our student support guide. That's going to replace what used to be called the student handbook. What we really like about that, and you'll hear a little bit more about that this evening, it's really from an equity-oriented perspective with positive behavior supports. And it focuses on how are we teaching our students proactive skills so that they are, in fact, engaged appropriately in the school, and that we are supporting them in what those interactions look like. So we're very excited about that. It will also address our code of conduct. And we also have a few other documents that we're moving forward. The board has identified their goals and priorities for the 24-25 school year. They're going to spend some time taking a look at how they want to evaluate me as the interim superintendent. So we have some goals that have been outlined between myself and the school board. And then a final thing that we're taking forward for the board consideration tonight is Superintendent Board of Trustees communication protocols. How are we going to do our work together? So we're very excited about these opportunities. Those are just a few of the things that are included in tonight's board meeting.
Busy.
Oh, and there is one more thing.
There is one more. Okay, good.
I apologize. It's one of the larger things. This will be the first opportunity for us to provide an update on the Childs-Templeton merger.
And I was going to ask you about that. You're a mind reader. That's a good tool to have, especially in higher education.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So that's I know that question, that concern has been on the plate of a lot of people. So to hear some movement on that tonight will be exciting as well for all parties involved with that. Are we still hosting the meetings at the same places?
Yes, we are. We're still at the CoLab.
That's on East Miller Drive. You can find that. Yes, 555 East Miller Drive. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head, which is always a bad idea. 553. See, I'm out of practice. I haven't spoken to you guys in so long. I'm rusty.
Yes. I don't have that address memorized, but I believe that's what it is.
It is. Now I found it. 553 East Miller Drive, the MCCSC CoLab, and comment cards for the public must be turned in prior to the start of the meeting so everybody can move things along, and we are not there for the entire evening. Well, I hope you had some time this summer, Dr. Winston, to put your feet up and take a deep breath and take it all in. If not, you've got a couple days left to get sneak them in there. But we wish you and the board nothing but the best for a brand new school year, a fresh chapter in the book of local education.
Thank you so much, Mike. We're very excited. Appreciate the opportunity to share. And again, just want to thank our public for supporting our school system with our referenda and all that we're going to be able to do and deliver on behalf of their children.
Now, board meetings we're still going to be the fourth Tuesday of almost every month. Is that schedule still on the up and up?
That is correct, with the exception of the near the holidays.
Yeah.
A little bit earlier.
We will make sure everybody's aware of that. Well, you know my rules. The phone lines are always open. If there's something that comes up in between your visits, we'd love to have you on to let us know what's going on. So never hesitate. And I know I'll be in touch with Karen to make sure everybody gets on every Tuesday. But if you have to make a special appearance, we'd love to have you.
I appreciate the invitation, and I plan on taking you up on that.
Oh, good, 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 good. Well, congratulations on your new spot. We wish you nothing but the best of luck. Our children are one of our most valuable, if not the most valuable resource, so I know they're in good hands moving forward. We're excited for the new school year, and we thank you for your time today. We know how busy you are. Thank you so much, Dr. Winston.
Thank you for the opportunity. You take care, Mike.
That is Dr. Marque Winston. She is the new superintendent of the MCCSC. 2 weeks from tomorrow. Yeah, that's how that calendar works when you have to stick in all 180 days that somebody came up with as the number. So that you can't get mad at me. You can't get mad at Dr. Winston. That's the state. So that's how that project works. And remember, 2 weeks from today, first day of school, MCCSC and our friends at RBB. Next Monday, we will talk to Dr. Jerry Sanders and get the full report from our friends in the Richland Bean Blossom District.